RVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Time to head into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
Joining us in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Monique Morton. She is with the Silverbacks Improv Theater, cast member often in their shows and is also one of their show producers. She also works in the schools as a talented teacher in theater.
Yes.
So you're a very busy person. And you're here today to talk about a very interesting day and show that the Silverbacks are putting on. You're having a nearly all-day-long improv and sketch writing workshop this coming Saturday. And then Kevin McDonald is going to be doing a sketch comedy show that evening at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. So just a quick reminder to people about Silverbacks and what you all are doing and what your vision is of what you hope to do in the community.
Yeah, well, Silverbacks has been around for a few years now. We just made our fifth year anniversary this year. But we started off slow. I actually joined the group a little later in the years. And we do shows every month. Used to be at the Hive. They're kind of, you know, going through their thing. Yes. So we're going to be picking up shows for the remainder of the year at the Feed and Seed. And but, yeah, we do shows every month, improv shows. Everything's made up on the spot based off of audience suggestions. In the most recent years, we've been teaching improv classes to adults. And this past summer, we actually started off our first improv teens camp, which was a week-long camp for teens to come in and, you know, study improv, and they did a little show at the end of the week, which was amazing. The kids are so clever. I don't even know what I was doing when I was that age, but I know I was not that clever. Yeah, so we're venturing out and doing more workshops. We just really want to build an improv community here in Lafayette that is similar to the improv community that they have in New Orleans and Houston and, you know, of course, other areas around the country. So we're starting off slow, but I think we're picking up some good momentum, seeing as how we're bringing Kevin McDonald in. For those who don't recognize the name, but they may recognize the show, The Kids in the Hall, that came on in the late 80s, early 90s. They were a Canadian troupe that did sketches, and they were on HBO and Comedy Central and very popular for, you know, a while. So he's coming down to do an all-day workshop with us, and he's teaching how to write sketches using improvisation. And then that's an all-day workshop. The great thing about that is the show that's happening later that evening at the ACA is all the participants in the workshop get to perform the sketches that they just wrote that day. And he's going to do a 20-minute stand-up routine, and then he's going to perform improv with Silverbacks. So we're very excited about that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That he's going to be doing all of these things with the young people and then yourselves. I want to go back to just a point you were making about you're really hoping to build an improv community. And you're doing that in a very serious way because you're not just performing and giving some workshops. Spin-off groups are happening because of
That's
the Silverbacks.
True.
There's actually a young people's, and not the one on campus. I think they're still going on, the improv group, but there's a young group that has spun off of some of these workshops, and there's an all-female improv group as well.
Yes, there is. The all-female group just started. Our first show was last month. In August. And so we are very excited about that. And, you know, there's a lot of strong females who are funny, and we just really want to showcase that. No offense to our male counterparts, but, you know, we got to show some girl power, woman power in this group. Another group that came out of it, out of our classes that we've taught, is the Weaning Process. And they have been around, I think, since early this year, maybe the mid of last year. And they're doing really great as well. They perform a lot at the Cité Art Walk shows. And I think they're at Bisbano's. And, you know, they're doing a lot as well. They've performed at Filiana. So we just support them in any way we can. And we just hope more groups, you know, spun out of these classes that we're doing. And hopefully after this sketch and improv workshop, we can get a sketch group started. You know, we just want more and more people to be learning improv and be performing improv if they like to. You know, just the skills of improvisation helps with everyday life. And, you know, it helps you at work and helps you just getting to know people in social settings. You know, it really can help in different areas. So even if you're not interested in performing, you could still get something very great out of these improv classes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I just wanted people to really understand what a serious group you are mm-hmm. and what an impact you're having already
yeah.
in creating that improv community, mm-hmm. Not only for the people who wish to perform, but for the rest of us to enjoy and gain from as well.
Yes.
So let's talk a bit about Kevin MacDonald and his show. You mentioned that, you know, a show that many people may know, but he's done so many things. He's done a lot of voiceovers, I believe, mm-hmm. in many shows. He's appeared in quite a number of other shows, you know, one or two episodes, mm-hmm. and he's in great demand mm-hmm. as an actor, as a comedian, as just multi-talented person.
Oh, and for sure.
It's astonishing that you all were able to get him to come here. That's wonderful.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is he actually contacted us.
He's heard about you.
I guess so. We're that, you know, prestigious. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I think he's been traveling the country doing these workshops for a while, and he's been to New Orleans before. He's been to Houston before. So, you know, I don't know if our friends in those cities, you know, mentioned us, or if he just Googled improv companies around the country and just found us. I don't know exactly how he found us, but he just asked us if this was something that we'd be interested in hosting. And of course, we're like, yes, because, you know, we want to learn more about sketch comedy writing and everything. And then from someone who has been doing it for so many years and really has so much knowledge to give us, you know, that's something we're very interested and happy to be hosting here. And luckily, the ACA is helping us out with hosting the workshop as well as the show that evening. So we're really just making this a very big production. This is the Silverback's first time performing at the ACA. So we're all excited about that because it's a beautiful space. And yeah, we're just really, really excited that he contacted us.
Mm-hmm. And well, it sounds like he's a true believer in improv communities, mm-hmm. and he understands the value of having rising talent coming from all parts of the country and mm-hmm. what that does for just the industry, for diversity in the field of comedy, stand-up, mm-hmm. sketch, improv comedy. So
yeah.
he's quite committed, it sounds like.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I was fortunate enough to study improvisation in Los Angeles at the Second City, and a couple of other people in my group have studied in Chicago and other parts of the country, but everybody can't do that. Everybody can't take a summer trip for a couple of weeks and go off to one of these great cities that are known for improv and study. So we try to do as much as we can here. So bringing someone here as well who has even more knowledge than us, you know, mm-hmm. is amazing. And it's an opportunity that a lot of people are partaking in right. because the workshop is filling up. And so it's obviously a demand for this. So,
right. Well, let's talk about what will happen in the workshop. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there are a lot of people who somewhere in their heads, they think, well, I'd like to do that, but they're a little nervous. They don't know how it's going to be set up.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to go on during the day? Kevin MacDonald will be there.
Mm-hmm.
He, as we've said, he's very committed to this. He's committed to this kind of comedy, but also sharing his knowledge and helping mm-hmm. other people. So what can people expect to happen on Saturday if they sign up?
Well, as far as we know, because we haven't taken mm-hmm, the workshop mm-hmm. yet, so we're going to be in the class with everyone.
Oh, yeah.
There are people of all types of experience. We have some younger kids, like age 13, mm-hmm. that are in the group mm-hmm. with their parents' permission.
But like you said, some of them are extremely clever.
They're very yeah. clever. Yes, mm-hmm. they are. So, and then we have some of us who've been doing improv for, you know, 10 plus years in the group that'll be taking class. So we're all kind of on the same level of playing field as far as sketch writing goes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as improv goes, you know, if you've never performed before, if you don't have any experience with it, we definitely welcome you to come because we're all welcoming and we encourage everyone to, you know, put their best foot forward, and we try to get everyone out of their comfort zone. But we understand it takes a little bit more for mm-hmm. some than others. But I hope that if you've never had any performance or improv experience, don't let that hold you back, because that's what this opportunity is for, to help you get out of your shell, to help you find out things about yourself that you never knew that you could do, that you were capable of. So you, and I know some people who have taken our class and then they've made a whole new group of friends. And so, you know, these are opportunities that you don't get very often in life, especially here in Lafayette. So I hope that people will partake in this event just to try something new, you know? And who knows what happened.
You did mention earlier that the skills you learn in improv are useful in nearly every area of life, every profession where you need to be more confident, where you need to, to think more quickly. So these are skills that you can learn from a workshop like this. Even though it's dedicated more to sketch comedy, you're still learning how to be to think quickly and be more comfortable in getting up in front of people. So you don't have to have wanted to be a comedian all your life or have done improv in order to sign up for this workshop.
That's very correct. We take everyone.
Okay. Well, now how would someone find out more information about the workshop, and how would they sign up for it? It's this coming Saturday.
Yes, it's this Saturday. The workshop is filling up very quickly. So if you are interested in signing up for the workshop, please contact us. You can find us on Facebook, Silverbacks Improv Theater. And also you can email us. It's silverbacksimprov@gmail.com, and just get general information. But we've been lucky enough that people have been advertising this all over the place. And we got an interview, a phone call interview from Kevin with Jason Leonard with the comedy, Lafayette Comedy. So that should be coming out, I think, Thursday. So take a, you know, keep a lookout for that too. That should be awesome. But yeah, if you have any questions, just feel free to hit us up on Facebook or email.
Okay. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Monique Morton, who is with the Silverbacks Improv Theater, a company here in Lafayette. They are putting on a workshop, an improv and sketch writing workshop this Saturday with Kevin McDonald. She mentioned earlier that he was with Kids in the Hall from Canada. But if you look up his bio online, he has been involved in so many things, so many series, and he's been a voice actor. As you said, he's done sketch comedy for decades, a very talented, very skilled person. And he is traveling the country doing these workshops, really just as the Silverbacks are, trying to create a larger community of sketch comedy improv. So an excellent opportunity to study with this amazing comedian. Saturday, there will be the workshop during the day and then the show in the evening at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. So you don't have to take the workshop in order to go to the show. You can get tickets for the show.
Yeah, everyone who participates in the workshop will be performing in the show, which is an amazing thing as well. So this could be some people's first time on stage. I hope they don't get too nervous about it or anything. But yeah, just come support your friends who are taking the workshop and just come and watch the show. Come and see some great stand-up comedy as well as some improv with Kevin. He'll be performing with Silverbacks. So that's really amazing as well. So it's just going to be a good night, a great show for comedy. So if you like to laugh, or if you need a laugh with everything that's going on with weather and everything in the world, you know, just come and, you know, release with some laughter and just have a good time.
An excellent reason to spread comedy further. Well, how do you, you know, you, I mentioned earlier that you are a teacher in the Talented program in Lafayette Parish. How do you feel that studying improv has helped you in teaching, or you imagine it will help you in teaching some of these young kids in middle school and high school?
Yeah, well, I, again, I studied improv, and I never really thought I would be a teacher at all. My mom is a teacher in Cattle Parish, and I, that was nothing that I sought out to do. But I got my master's in writing for TV, film, and theater, and so that's always been my goal. But after joining Silverbacks, and I've been teaching improv to adults mostly, and then I started teaching kids and, you know, sub for a while, and I was like, oh, this is, you know, kind of like spreading knowledge to the youngsters. And, you know, because I didn't have that when I was their age. And if that was the case, you know, who knows, you know,
where you would be now.
Exactly.
You know, if you had it much earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that's very important. And I like that aspect of it. So just being able to share the knowledge that I have with these kids is great. And some of them are interested in doing this as a career choice. And being someone who has worked in film and TV and theater, you know, I can give them some real life experiences and, you know, some a better way to kind of go about it. And so I try to take everything that I've just learned to teach the kids, and then just improv with the techniques that you learn for the kids that don't want to do it as a career. I mean, you know, with everyone in their devices all the time, it's like you get disconnected with just human, you know, interaction. So you have to kind of recreate experiences where these kids can have icebreakers and know how to communicate with people who they don't know, or, you know, who they would normally not probably talk to at school. They're in a class because they're all in the talented program together. Mm-hmm. So we pull them in class together and they get to know each other, and they write a lot, and, you know, they create their own theater pieces. And at the very end of the day, if this is something they're not interested in pursuing as a career, you know, they can just look back at it and, you know, reflect, and who knows what they might have learned in improv or in theater in school that they can pull back out in college or in a career in the CEO, like boardroom or something. I'm sure it's something.
Yeah, they take all of those skills with them. You know, I was thinking maybe you would just say something like, oh, well, it gives them confidence, you know.
Well, that too.
But I'm glad you brought up the point about it's so important to help kids learn strategies to interact actually with each other when so often they're communicating virtually, and that those skills are not as common, they're not as comfortable with them perhaps as they were at one time. So that really helps them not only just in personal interactions in school, but as you said, later on, no matter what they do.
So, right.
Again, my guest, Monique Morton, who is with the Silverbacks Improv Theater here in Lafayette. Their goal is to create a larger improv community of both participants and audience members in Lafayette, and of course, drawing anyone around who would like to see their shows. They are having a improv and sketch writing workshop this Saturday, 10:30 to 5:30 at the ACA. Anyone can sign up, register for the workshop. You can find out more by going to your Facebook page or website. And then the show is that evening at the Acadiana Center for the Arts at 7:30 with Kevin MacDonald. And if you don't know a lot about Kevin MacDonald, you can look him up. He's just been involved in so much comedy, so many television programs and radio programs. So very talented person. He will be leading the workshop. And then all of those people who take the workshop will get a chance to perform that night. And he will also do a comedy sketch as well himself. So what a great evening. Well, thank you all for making this possible and facilitating his desire to create that larger comedy community here in Lafayette. Silverbacks Improv Theater, an outgrowth of the Stage Monkeys originally here on the UL campus, who still exist. And you all have just matured and just raised the bar of improv and comedy here in Lafayette, and we're grateful for that.
We're trying.
And as we've talked about, spin-off groups are happening already from your group, and hopefully this will lead to even more in our community.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Monique. Again, with the Silverbacks Improv Theater Company, they have a Facebook page, a website, and you can go there for information both about the troupe and the workshops and show this Saturday at the ACA.